advertising is heading is quite simply into a world where the ad will become a substitute for the product, and all the satisfactions will be derived informationally from the ad, and the product will be merely a number in some file somewhere.
Cut. How great was that? Is he worth the money?
Sophia. Okay, here we go, folks. Start the win. And the smoke. And playback.
I need a Pepsi. I need a Pepsi.
Cut. That's great. Let's look at these.
Why is this commercial? Going to sell Pepsi.
Hi, I'm me, and I'm using this to sell you this.
Pepsi.
Hi, I'm me, and I'm using this to sell you this.
Pepsi.
Hi, I'm me, and I'm using this to sell you this.
I feel good about Pepsi.
Hi, I'm me, and I'm using this to sell you this.
I need a Pepsi.
It's that last 1 foot, I call it, in the supermarket, where that 1 foot between your hand reaching this direction or that direction, it is an emotional one.
Why is this commercial?
And that's the bonding you want to get.
Why is this commercial?
1 foot, I call it.
Why is this commercial?
Right, 1 foot, 1 foot.
Why is this commercial?
1 foot.
Cut.
You're picking people to represent traditionally perceived roles for black people. Aunt Jemima, Uncle Ben, the servants, the traditional role here, the black athletes, use the role that people are comfortable with seeing blacks in to help sell a product. But don't use blacks in roles that are expanding the parameters, that are putting blacks in new and in different settings.